Okay, apparently we're okay. Those of you that have not reconnected since we had our problems, you're going to have to reconnect for it to sound proper. I'm not sure what happened, but it should be okay now. Again, sorry about the difficulties. Rad is telling us it's good, and he pointed at me, so that's a good sign. Thanks for sticking on. So here we go. We're going to start our show. Here's a couple commercials, and then we'll get right into it. Thanks again.
Are you a psychopathic wacko? Are you uncomfortable in your current surroundings? Are you looking for a new place to hole up and hide out? Come to beautiful Montana, the last best place, and the last place anyone would ever look for you. Montana has a long heritage of being a place to hide. From Charles Manson's summer home on Flathead Lake, Ted Bundy's Buffalo Ranch, even Jimmy Hoffa buried in the floor of the Metro Park Arena. Miles and miles of beautiful countryside with neighbors that will leave you alone to mail your bombs and print your bad checks. Unless you tick them off, then they'll form a posse and take care of you themselves. So if you're the nutcase leader of a fringe extremist racist uneducated inbred child abusing wife beating couldn't follow a law if you wrote it yourself, ostracized by family and friends because you're a loony, like to wear a camisole and pumps with your camouflage, your last girlfriend ate from a trough and slept in a barn, fraudulent waste of oxygen hate group, then come on in to Montana. But be warned, we'll find you soon.
Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Mm-mm.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat. Oh.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the pregame show for the number one match, spot on the OGL ladder. This is the match between Team 5150 and the Doctors. This is pre-prime time. This is the Wonder Dog. Earlier this week, I had a chance to talk to Smoking Man of Team 5150 and get his thoughts on a little bit of the history of 5150 and this match coming up. We did it in IRC. We didn't have our technology in place yet to do a recording that we did later with Jack the Ripper. So our apologies to 5150. But let me give you some of the things that we talked about. I asked him, how long have they been a tribe? 5150's been together for approximately 7 months. The toughest match so far was the next question I asked him. And essentially what I wanted to know was, give me the best three matches in your mind, in Smoking Man's mind. Smoking Man said to me, that's a really good question. And he referred me back to a match from the ATL. That's a team play ladder for those of you who were involved in that a long time ago. It was an autumn tournament league with a bracket elimination style where 5150 ended up playing Imperial Elite. For those of you who have not played Tribes for long, and let's face it, there probably aren't a lot of people who still haven't played Tribes long that are actually listening to this broadcast yet. But Imperial Elite was one of the best of the best. There's no doubt about it. They had great players all around. So for 5150 to play this match, Smoking Man said this was a big test for us because it was a test on how we would react, not only to the pressure, but because of the test to our character. Would we crumble under the weight of having to play such an elite team in the second round, or would we really come around? And Smoking Man is very proud to say that they tied on Desert of Death, and they were really proud of that. Now, they lost on the rest of the maps, but they were really proud of that. And they have played some really quality teams with some excellent skills. Teams like Abusive. Smoking Man has mentioned that his first encounter with Abusive had a lot of history, because at that time, Psy was leading Abusive and was the leader of Oxymorons, and we had ex-Oxymorons on our team. So you can see the connections that they have with former teams. And that's not to mention teams like BMF, the former Brotherhood of Mercenary Forces, FTM, whose acronym I won't say live, Fallen, E5, and all those old-school clans, including KBD. And most recently, Smoking Man said, the last match they had was with S3, one of the best matches they've ever played, and really tight, well done. And one point that Smoking Man wanted to add was that Dread, Slam, himself, and Shithead were trying to learn from their previous experience from drafting players in who didn't fit into who 5150 was and wanted to be, and then lost them. So they would actually give players a long tryout time. Jack of all trades is the most recent example. He had to wait at least 2 to 3 weeks, and he showed great patience, Smoking Man said, and was extremely mature. Now, of course, everyone wants to know this question. Is what exactly does 5150 stand for? And, well, Smoking Man laughed at that, and he said, you know, we wanted to have a unique name, just like everyone else. We wanted something that would stand out. And he's not going to give it away in this interview. I will not reveal the secret of 5150. I asked him for lifelines. I asked him, you know, do I have to give a final answer? And he said, no, I'm just not going to tell you. I'm going to give you the options. And he gave me 9. 1, it's the number of a boxcar in Schindler's List. Number 2, 5150 is the name for a type of metal. Number 3, of course, it's also the name of a Van Halen record. Number 4, it's also a police code. It's also the name of a movie short. You can find that movie short at http://www.nyfilmvideo, that's newyorkfilmvideo.com/5150.html. Go figure. It's a legit site. I even checked it out. 5150 also stands for the code for a mentally disturbed person or something like that, Smoking Man says. 7, it's also a type of condenser, LG5150. Now here's some interesting ones. It's the name for the border post at Temecula, California. Now how many people would know? I don't know. It doesn't matter. And 5150 is also the name of a PV, amplifier or guitar. I'm not sure which one. The 5150 head. But as Smoking Man would say, and as some of his signatures say on the team, only we know what it means. Then I got right down to the nitty-gritty. I asked Smoking Man pretty much up front, how are you preparing for your match to the Doctors? Smoking Man answered fairly honestly and said that, you know, we try to prepare for every game in the same manner, with a ton of respect for the other team. And that's just no bull, especially with our recent games. And he gave all sorts of comments to 5150 Adrenaline, who did a great job in scheduling scrims for them at one point. And Smoking Man says at one point they were getting scrims for 2 to 3 months every day. They still average 3 to 4 scrims a week, excluding some days. And they even have practices as well where they try to work on different strats. And some are optional. Some are mandatory according to attendance. So 5150 has played and played a lot. Now, you have to ask the serious question, of course. What is their key to beating the Doctors? Well, Smoking Man had no comment on this one. And I asked him if he feels that the pressure is on 5150 or the Doctors for this match. Smoking Man said one other item. You know, he respects them as a team and that they've scrimmed them a lot of times. And they have been beaten by them in these scrims. But one other thing that Smoking Man really appreciates about 5150 is that in almost every match we've played, there's been no smack talk at all. Professionalism at the top of the way. If you look at our team play record, you'll see excellent first sportsmanship for almost every match. And we really try to respect the other team, not only when we're practicing them, not only when we're practicing for them, not only when we're playing them, but after the match is over. We don't talk trash. So that was pretty much the interview with Smoking Man. I had a great time talking to him. We wished him the best of luck. And we want to dedicate this song to him. We're hoping that the bass stays up for them and they're able to get all the things that they need. Here's Cult, She Sells Sanctuary on TSN.
Hey, this is Splat from Infinite Facet. Don't stop listening to Tribe Showcast Network, or I'll come to your house and scare your girlfriend away.
You're listening to TSN, Tribe Showcast Radio.
Yeah! Okay, we're back. Earlier this week, my colleague Wonder Dog had a chance to sit down and talk with Jack DeRippa from Doctors. He made an interview, and here it is.
This is Wonder Dog from TSN, the Tribe Showcast Network, and I'm here with Jack DeRippa, the leader of the Doctors. Jack, you're playing 51-50 tomorrow. Obviously, that's a big match for you. How long has the Doctors been in action?
Well, we were going to merge. The original idea was Mike, ASK, and Trauma was going to merge. And some things went bad with a couple of the leaders. I was one of them. And we basically took about 8 of the core players from both of those teams. And this was about October or September, and formed Doctors. After that, we've pretty much, we haven't really kept the core players, but the people who were important at the time stuck with us. Like, Vader was with us until a couple of months ago, and he was a pretty important guy, but he just, things weren't getting along for him, and it was time for him to move on. AJ left and came back. He's one of the original members. OJ left. He was another one of the original members. Probably the only originals that have stuck with us the whole time are me and All-Star. Pax joined a little bit later, but we have been in action for, I don't know, about a good 6 months.
Okay, so you seem to pretty much indicate that there is a bit of rotation in your tribe. Things, players seem to come in, come out at short notice. And there are rumors that go around that says the Doctors seem to rotate their people a lot. Would you say that's a founded rumor or something that you just like to crush right now, right here on the showcast?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty valid rumor. I retired about 4 or 5 months ago. I left Tribes for a couple months, and when I did that, I had expected my friends, the people who I went to school with that were also in the tribe to take over and kind of keep everything cool until I could come back. Well, that's not exactly what happened. Most of my friends actually left for other clans. One guy who left is a gringo now. He was an FTM, and he retired. But they didn't keep it together like I had wanted. When I did come back, we had about 3 different players a week. Me and Vader worked on stabilizing the rotation. And I think we've had the same starting rotation for, you know, the past 3 weeks or so. So, yeah, that was true at one time, but right now everything's solid, everything's stable, and I think we have a really good team.
So on your rise up the OGO and team play ladders, and let's face it, folks, the Doctors have been one of the fastest rising clans that I've ever seen. How has that instability helped you guys to grow? For example, what are some of the toughest matches you've had, or the best 3 matches in your mind that have helped your team to gel?
Well, when we first started, we had a lot of beef with S3, and we pretty much still do. Our first core rotation, what I would call the core rotation before I left the first time, probably the toughest match was against S3. And we took it, I think Dangerous Crossing was 5-4, they won, and Stonehenge was something like 8-6 or something like that. But that was a very close match. That was kind of a turning point for us and letting us know that we belonged in the top 10, that we could hang with top 10 teams. After that, everything kind of, you know, so-so, because we were still moving up the ladder and the competition wasn't as good. After that, we started playing top 10 teams, started beating them, started impressing people. There was no particular matches at that time that stuck in my mind, but one recent match has stuck in my mind that has pretty much shown that we are stable now, and that was the Abuse match. That was probably one of the toughest and the most intense matches I have ever played in. First 2 maps went to OM, and the 3rd map, we took it, I think it was, my deal was 6-4, and we were up 4-0, and they came back and tied it 4-4. But that did kind of show that we are here to stay. Everybody thinks we're going to break up. We're not going to break up. Our rotation was solid. That was the same rotation we've been using for the past 3 weeks. And we went in, we did our job, and we won. And that was a pretty tough match, and that was one of the best I've ever played him.
All right, so that pretty much brings us to tomorrow night's match. The match that is kicking off TFN in its debut is you versus 5150 for the number one spot on the OGL ladder. Would you say that the pressure is on the Doctors or on 5150 to defend their title?
I'd say there's some pressure on both of us. One would be on 5150 to keep their number one title. I mean, they've only had it for, a week? And if we lost, it wouldn't look very good on them for them just to automatically lose their number one spot. But I think it also is on us because a lot of people underestimate us, which is okay with me. But if we do win, which I hope we will, it will change a lot of people's minds as far as we're concerned. But I think the pressure is on us to perform, but the pressure is on them also to make sure that, you know, they don't screw it up and underestimate us like most people do and then end up losing in the end.
Okay, you guys got a map pick. What did you guys go for? Why did you pick that map?
For the tiebreaker? Yeah, we picked Dangerous Crossing. Pretty much since the very beginning of the Doctors, that's been one of our best maps. And we've beat most teams that say that's their map. We've beat FTM on it. We've beat S3 on it. We've beat 5150 in scrimmages before on it. We figured that with the group of guys we have right now, especially Cringe, because, man, Cringe can do everything on that map. That is his map. I did believe that if it did go to a tiebreaker match, that we did have a very good chance of beating 5150 on that map. I think that is one of our best maps.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank Jack the Ripper for joining us here on TSN. Remember, folks, tomorrow night, 5150 versus the Doctors right here on TSN of our inaugural Shoutcast debut. Thanks, Jack the Ripper.
No problem, anytime.
All right, I'm returning you now back to TSN Control. This is Wonderdog for TSN, the Tribe Shoutcast Network.
Hey guys, this is Imposter from TribalWar.com, and you're listening to the Tribe Shoutcast Network, because apparently you have no life whatsoever.
You're listening to TSN, Tribe Shoutcast Radio. Listening to TSN, Tribe Shoutcast Radio.
The Team 5150 is synonymous with excellence. Since their creation approximately 7 months ago, they have demonstrated not only how to win, but to dominate. They have risen to the top of the universe of tribes with their recent win over the Southside Stoners, claiming supremacy on the OGL ladder. Players such as Slam, Jack of All Trades, Realistic, Smoking Man, and the Red Dread execute offensive strikes and defensive strategies as if they were conducting a full orchestra. Their music? A symphony of destruction. Their arrangements? The rising and falling cadence of players working in perfect harmony with each other. The result? A full concert that teaches respect to both friend and foe. They face a tribe that has also risen quickly in the ranks. But while 5150 has an aura of mystery and stability,
The Doctors have risen against all odds to contend for the rank of number one. They have endured much, these Doctors, from internal controversy to external opposition. Yet they have overcome the turmoil and the snickers of opinion to unite behind a common theme. Your tribe is a cancer, and it will be treated. With a roster of truly skilled and elite players like All-Star, Cringe, Balonius, Burn Ya Bad, and Almond Joy, the Doctors not only compete, but they direct surgery on their opponents. No anesthetic is necessary. You will pay your bill on time. Will 5150 arrange another concerto of victory, or will the Doctors give them an enema they won't forget? Find out next on TSN Prime Time.
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TSN Prime Time. This is the Wonder Dog. This is the number one match, folks. This is what it's all about. This is for number one spot on the online gaming league ladder. The admin is watching. We're watching. We've got both teams on the server. Everybody is getting set to go and readying up. My partner, Beatstick, is just jumping onto the server even as we speak. The maps are as follows. We are playing Cloak of Night, Rain Dance, and the tiebreaker is Dangerous Crossing. Now, that map was picked, as you heard in the interview, by Jack DeRippa because they feel they can win a tiebreaker if necessary. So they're pushing for a tie, I believe. Beat, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think if it gets to Dangerous Crossing, then it's anybody's game. Doctors are extremely strong there. So if they can win a map, win one of 5150's maps, then I think they're in really good shape.
All right, folks, thanks again. Once again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to the first premiere broadcast of TSN. My thanks to all the people that were involved, not to make this sound like an Oscar presentation, but I want to thank everybody, and that includes Tribal War. I want to thank Team Play and OGL. Tribal War particularly because they're donating this bandwidth for us so you guys can connect. We can get up to 256 people on here, and this is an amazing thing. Thanks to Megaboris, who did such an awesome job on the pregame show, the originator of Tribes Radio. Great job he did. If you see him in IRC, give him mega props for the mega job that Megaboris did. And hey, you gotta face it, WSBN put their stamp on the name of Professional Tribes Radio. Props to them for getting this whole idea off the ground. We're here to bring you quality Tribes Radio. We're here to foster and build the community of tribes, and we're here to kick it all off with this number one match. We've got 18 people on the server now. We're waiting for the other two to come back and get ready for demo drops. Let me just give you a quick lineup check. For 5150, on the Golden Boys side, which is what side, Beat?
That's Diamond Sword.
On the Diamond Sword side is Red Dread, SFB Spy, Slam, Adrenaline, Smoking Man, Smooth 22, Slut, and Jack of All Trades. On the Doctor's side, we have Ruffian, Felonious, Burn Ya Bad, All-Star, Almond Joy, Dr. Shade, Bizotch, Snickers, and Pax.
Okay, Cheater just messaged the entire server, and he requests me to say hi to his mom. So, Cheater's mom, even though you probably aren't listening, hi from your son, Cheater.
Now, would that be Mrs. Cheater?
Well, I'm not sure, but we can go with
now,
Mrs.
That would,
Cheater.
That would probably be his wife, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, Mrs. Cheater would be Cheater's wife.
So this would be like Mama Cheater.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Mama Cheater.
That's anyway. Probably true. I cannot believe I even said that. We're waiting for someone else to reconnect to the game. We're back up to 18 now. Chaos has just done his demo drop. We're getting everything set to go here. Everyone talking and spamming and talking about how they're going to play this map. Definitely some good comments being offered here in IRC. Once again, folks, we want to thank Cheater for providing the server for this game. And remind you folks listening, we will give you the updates. I know it's a little bit of a delay from the actual live action to what you're hearing on your headset or speakers, but please do not ping flood the server. The internet's been having some low connections with some relays recently around Cheater's location, and pings are a little higher than usual here. So please do not ping flood the server for score updates. Just tune into TSN at http://tsn.tribalwar.com, :8000, or visit the website. We've got some little neat goodies there for you. You can contribute. You can be a part of the TSN staff. You can come and sign up there. What are some of the other goodies that you can get from TSN?
Well, if you're interested in joining our staff, there's a form you can fill out and send in. If you would like to get your match booked, you can go and book your match. Or if you just want to email with comments or whatever, feel free to send them in, and we'll try and respond in a timely fashion. But we're being flooded with requests for all kinds of different things. But I guess that's a good thing. So there's 9-on-9 right now. We're just waiting for Felonious and Realistic to get back in. Apparently Realistic is doing something scary. So
I'm not sure what that is, and we will not go there.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, let's just say it's scary and leave it at that. In the meantime, let's get you to some tunes. We will cut you right back into the action as soon as possible. Beatstick, what's next on the playlist?
YMCA. Have fun, guys.
Stay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to TSN, the Tribe Showcast Network. This is Prime Time. I'm here with my compatriot Wonder Dog, or I am Wonder Dog. I'm here with my compatriot Beatstick. I just got owned by myself. Ha ha!
Thanks
for
coming out.
We've got 19 people on the server. We've got one more person that we're waiting to reconnect from his demo drop. And we are set to go. As we've said before, folks, there is no doubt about it. This is what Tribes is meant to be for. This is for the number one ranking on the online gaming system ladder. That's www.ogl.org. And we are playing for the number one spot. We've got the number one team, 5150, defending their title for the first time against the Doctors. The map is Cloak of Night. On the Diamond Sword side is 5150. On the Golden Boy side, or on the Blood Eagle side, I should say, is the Doctors. We have 20 on the server. Everyone is readied up, and the countdown is just about ready to go. Any last comments, Pete, before this match gets underway?
Well, it should be a great game, and well, the maps are Cloak of Night, and then we're going to go to Raindance. And if Doctors can manage to beat 5150 on one of those maps, then it's going to go to Dangerous Crossing, and then if it gets that far, it's anybody's call as to who can take this game.
You're absolutely right. This could be anyone's game. I think the Doctors have the unpredictability. I think 5150 has the stability. We'll see which one wins out tonight here on TSN. Chaos is waving hi to Beatstick even as we speak, and Beatstick replies, woohoo, as you heard, right here on the TSN. First spam of the night, and first spam in history. We should probably throw out the baseball if we could do that in some way, or keep it for Cooperstown.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Everyone is readying up. Felonious is just about to click in. We've got 10 on 10. The map is Cloak of Night. For those of you who have never seen this map, let me explain it to you a little bit. This map is brutal for one reason. It's dark. It is hard to see absolutely anything. You thought Desert of Death was bad. This is horrible. Felonious right now is actually saying that he's getting high ping.
No. What he's saying is Burn Ya Bad from the Doctors is lagging out. So he'll probably have to reconnect, and we're going to have to wait for that. So I don't think it'll be too much longer unless his connection died altogether, in which case it might be a while. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Okay, the match is ready. Felonious clicked in. Realistic just dropped. Hopefully he'll be able to get back in, because right now the Doctors have 10. 5150 has 9. The countdown has started. We're at 15 seconds now. Hopefully Adrenaline or Realistic can hop back into the server. I'm going to be watching the Blood Eagle side over here. Shithead just reconnected, so he should be able to pop in for Realistic. Hopefully that'll make a difference once he gets into the game. So I'm watching the Doctor's side. Everybody running to their base right now. This match is underway.
Okay, I'm watching Pax right now, so we're going to watch him deploy. For those of you that don't know, Pax is one of the best deployers in the game right now. Okay, Realistic just connected again, and he dropped instantly. So he's obviously having cable difficulties, or his computer's just locking up.
Well, it's now back to 10 on 10, 2 beat, so Realistic isn't needed in this game.
That's
Shithead was joined into the server. There's a great name. Can't really get by on a PG broadcast, even with his name. I'm just going to start referring to him as Head, and hopefully everyone else will understand.
That's
no action here. The Blood Eagle side, who is occupied by the Doctors, is going with a one heavy on the flag. This will be interesting, folks, to see if they're able to defend the flag. Here come the mortars now. I'm pulling back to see some of the action.
Okay, over here on 5150 side, they also have one heavy on the flag, and they're also being mortar spammed by the Doctor's offense. One of the elf turrets was just taken out, and Red Dread was knocked off the flag. So let's see if the 5150 captors can capitalize on that.
Okay, Smoking Man was able to penetrate in a heavy and get into the Blood Eagle Doctor's base. We'll see if they're able to repair very quickly. And it'll be interesting to see if they're able to do anything and get that base back up. They're still at both elf turrets manageable, and the heavy is in good repair.
Okay, over here, 5150 now has two heavies on the flag, both with shield packs. So that flag is looking like it's hard to get right now. One of the elves is still down. I don't see any remote turrets, but I see heavies marching over to the Doctor's base, and I see some light Ds wandering around. And the base is now being mortar spammed again by the Doctor's heavy offense.
All right, keep an eye on that, Beat. We've got nothing here by 5150 yet. I'll tell you a little bit about the turret placement. Pax by the Doctors is placing turrets in both ramps at opposite corners, trying to cover anybody flying in from almost a northeast-southwest direction, trying to prevent anyone from coming in over the base or going directly over the base. Here come the mortars now from the west side.
Okay, over here, same situation. There's mortar spam all over the place. The elves are being taken out. But I also haven't seen a single capper yet. So I think the doctor's strategy right now is to try and just totally disable the 5150 base and then try and get the flag while everything's down. So we'll see if that can work for him.
All right, one elf turret is down over here for the doctors. The flag is still in place. The heavy is gone. They're trying to get there and capture the flag. Smoking Man is unable to grab it. He was running in a light this time and was unable to grab the flag. He was killed by that one elf turret that was up. The heavy that was on the flag is now a light being replaced by a heavy. So they're back, getting set to repair again. So far, the doctor's strategy has worked. Chaos has now rejoined the game. He dropped and has reconnected. So we're back to 10 on 10.
Okay, over here, the 5150 base, up until just recently, was totally down. The elves are still down right now. I can't see the rocket turret. I think it's down as well. They're having a tough time getting their base back up. The doctor's offense is just great right now. The heavy offense is totally keeping the base down. They can't even suit up for heavy on the flag right now, so I'm surprised I haven't seen any cappers over here yet.
Okay, I've got an eye on Dr. Snickers, who's actually attacking the 5150 base. He's mortar spamming right now, coming in from the north, south side of the base, coming to his north.
Okay, okay.
He's dropping mortars everywhere, Pete.
Dr. Shea just came in from the back, swooped up the flag, and he is gone. Not only did the 5150 defense, I don't think they saw him come in, but they certainly didn't see him go out because there's nobody chasing him right now. He looks like he's all clear. There's a few mortars, but that's...
Oh, he is way to his base, Pete.
Yeah,
he
he's gone.
He could go all the way. He scores! That's making it 1-0 for the doctors.
That's right, 1-0. There's 20 minutes left on the map. The map is Cloak of Night, and the doctors are up 1-0.
Unbelievable cap there by Shade, folks. Sorry, I was just all overcome with emotion. I was choked up. Couldn't say anything. Shade is now heading back to begin his next capping run. The score is 1-0 for the doctors with 20 minutes left on Cloak of Night. Beat.
Okay, 5150 is working on getting their base back up right now. They again have two heavies on the flag. There's Light D kind of moving around the base, keeping everything secure. The elves are still both down, though. The gens are down as well, because I can see the pulse sensor isn't even turning. So 5150's base has been down most of the game, which is in part why the doctors are winning right now.
Okay, now Head is now reconnected to the game, so Chaos has dropped. He was team-changed by Red Dread, moving him into the game. Here comes the Blood Eagle, heavy offense by the doctors.
Okay, 5150 again. They're getting hammered by this doctor's heavy offense. This is really impressive. 5150 on this map is a powerhouse, and the doctors are taking them right out of their game. Great playing by the doctors right now.
And here comes All-Star. The flag is clear. He's got it and is mortared. Unbelievable shot by Adrenaline. Oh, he was beaten like a rented mule on that one.
He sure was. He just got wailed. In fact, I think he gived. So, I mean, he got nailed.
The flag is dropped over on the corner of the pole by the, let's see, northwest side of the base. They're trying to cover everything. Here comes Felonious. They've got some remote inventory stations out in the field, so they don't have to worry about getting into their own base. That's a very smart idea for the doctors.
It is, because on this map, the base is down quite a bit if you're playing against a good heavy offensive team. Like, 5150 right now is still having a lot of problems getting their base up. It hasn't been up consistently since, like, 2 minutes into the game. Red Dread, as a matter of fact, hasn't even been able to suit up for a few minutes. So that's a sign of how strong the Doctor's offense really is on this map.
Wow, that is impressive. If Red can't get into his heavy defensive role, that is a good sign that the other team is doing some serious damage on owning the enemy base. Both flags are returned. Both flags are located in their base. The spamming is coming. Pax, I'm watching him right now for the doctors as he's getting some repair packs and turrets and throwing them out as fast as possible, making sure his defense is out and ready to go. As you know, Pax is one of the deployers, pretty much the only deployer as I know, for the U.S. West team on the Tribes World Championship. So you know he's got skills.
Oh, yeah, he's a great deployer. Definitely one of the best in the game right now. And right now, also, I should mention that 5150 is having some connect problems. They've lost three or four people throughout the game. They keep subbing in different people. So I think it's tough for them to try and get organized and have everybody doing what they're supposed to when you're having connect problems like that.
And yet, give props to 5150 for holding back the potent offense of the Dockers. Here comes right now. They've got the flag, and it is returned. Slut returns it. It was complete mind disking all over that Doctor's capper right there.
Yeah, All-Star didn't have a chance there. He grabbed the flag and was killed instantly. Mind disk, there was grenades everywhere. In fact, if he wasn't killed by the 5150 light defense, he would have been team killed because of all the grenades that his offensive teammates were sending in.
All right, I'm over at the Blood Eagle base again. Making sure that everything is secure, and by golly, it is. Hardly any offense happening on the Blood Eagle side to take them off the flag. And they are doing their best to secure the base. Okay, the flag has just been taken and dropped. Jack of all trades grabs the Doctor's flag, but he dies. Turrets around him destroys the flag. It is now returned. The defensive player, the heavy on the flag, is in position, and that flag is guarded well.
Okay, over here, Dr. Snickers just made an awesome heavy offense run. Not only did he take out the heavies on the flag, but he blew up both elves. And also, All-Star just comes in for a flag grab, but Realistic mind disks him. And again, All-Star gets shot down for, I think, the third time in a row. He's not doing anything wrong. Just this 5150 light defense is playing really, really well right now.
They have certainly recovered well from being down a player and from that potent, really organized Doctor's attack. They've done really well to get that first cap.
Okay, and Jack of all trades swoops in, takes the Doctor's flag, but also he guns him down. He chains him down. So that didn't last long. The flag hasn't been returned yet. It's just sitting out in the field.
Okay, folks, just an update on the Blood Eagle base. The Doctor's base is starting to be owned. 5150 is starting to put their heavies and mortars inside the base. So it is definitely looking like a could be a different game, folks. 5150 is starting to get the rust off their offense.
Well, that would make sense, because the Doctor's offense hasn't been nearly as potent for the last couple of minutes. They haven't had as many heavy offense, and it hasn't been as organized when they've been attacking. Right now, there's a lone capper coming in, and on this map, that's just not going to get anything done.
Nope, that's right. I just noticed Shay grabs the flag, but gets mowed down by his own teammate, Dr. All-Star. The flag is open in the field right now, and I'm presuming, since no doctors are picking it up, that flag is going to stay there until the time allotted for it to return.
Yep. All-Star, it's not his night tonight so far. He's either getting instantly killed or team killed, which is obviously not what you want on this map, because he was gone if he could have kept that grab.
Yes, that's true. If you happen to be killed by your own player, that usually means you've got the defense on the route, but when you lose an opportunity like that, we'll see if 5150 can capitalize. No action here over at the Blood Eagle base of the Doctors. Still waiting for an offensive run. Here come the mortars now, coming from the south side by the rocket turret.
Okay, it looks right now like 5150 is starting to deploy some remote turrets. Their elves are still down. They haven't been up most of the game, but they now have two heavies on the flag again. So let's see if that can help out their defense.
Okay, the rocket is out. The defense is gone. And Jack of all trades has the flag. He has taken the flag. Beat, do you have a lock on him?
I will in just a second. Okay, I've got him. He's almost dead. He has no health pack, and he's about halfway back to his base right now. I don't see any chasers. There's no chain gun fire or anything, so I think he's gone. Unless he gets nailed by a mortar or team killed, he's got a cap here.
Okay, the flag is returned, and he caps! Jack of all trades has tied it up for 5150. We knew it wouldn't take long for the 5150 offense to get rolling on this map. And Jack of all trades has tied it up, so that makes Shade and Jack of all trades the only cappers so far. We've got a 1-1 tie here, folks.
Okay, 5150 defense, is now getting into a groove. The elves aren't up still, but the heavies and the light defense are playing great, and their teamwork is outstanding right now. The Doctors just can't grab the flag. They can't even move the heavies right now.
Okay, Snickers is back on top of his base in a heavy defensive role. Heavy offensive role. You don't keep an energy pack if you're going to go defense, that's for sure. He's disking over. He's going to make his next run on the enemy base.
Okay, 5150 now is back to their two heavy on flag strategy. I don't see any light defense around, but I also don't see any Doctor offense. So maybe they're trying to regroup and go for an all-out attack again.
That's a good point, Beat. I certainly suspect that they will definitely have some some ownage coming soon. We'll keep an eye on the 5150 offense. I'll be heading over back to the Blood Eagle base.
Ownage coming soon at a theater near you. Okay, the 5150 rocket turret is also up. They're being mortared spammed again from a huge distance. The light D is having trouble. They're trying to get rid of the heavies. The score is 1-1. The map is Cloak of Night, and there's about 12 and a half minutes left in the game.
Okay, B, over here on the Blood Eagle side for the Doctors. 5150 is sending in the mortars. They are taking out... The turrets are down. The elf turrets are down. The mortars are still coming. The flag is gone. Jack of all trades has the flag and gets sniped. Unbelievable shot by Dr. Bizotch. Oh, boy, performing emergency surgery on a moment's notice is Bizotch.
Yep, I'd have to say he certainly saved a cap there, and that kept the game tied 1-1. 5150 is still having a lot of trouble getting their base up. The gens were just recently put back up. The elves are still down. The rocket turret's down. And I think they're just having a bit of trouble trying to get their offense organized right now. But if they can do it, I mean, the game could be over quite quickly. But
absolutely. No doubt about it, folks. 5150 has definitely shaken the rust off of their first two or three runs and recovered well. We will see if that's enough to turn the tide or whether the offense of the Doctors is enough to carry the day. About 11 and a half minutes left now. Both flags are returned, insecure. Bases are up over on the Blood Eagle side. How about the Diamond Sword side for 5150?
Bases up, but the elves still aren't. I don't know why they're not repairing them. I guess they think the heavies are enough on the flag, but I don't think they are. They, if, like, one mortar can knock the two heavies right off the flag, so I think I'd be repairing them. I'm not
absolutely
sure why they're not.
Those elves are there for a reason, and they can slow down any capper. Just take enough energy away so you can get a chaser on them. That's the important thing. We'll see if 5150 goes back from this revolutionary new defense, I'd say. Mortars were coming in there for a while on the Blood Eagle side, but nothing yet.
Okay, over here on the Dinosaur side, the Doctors have a heavy on either hill, east and west, and they're mortar spamming the 5150 heavy on flags. The elves are obviously still down. The heavies are off the flags. They just can't stay on with the mortars. So if the Doctors could get a capper to come in there, I think they'd be gone.
Okay, here come the mortars now over on the Blood Eagle side. The defense has it, and Jack of all trades is gone again. He is heading up the west side. He is clear of...
Oh!
No, he is not clear. Unbelievable shot. Ruffian stood his ground, folks, and just absolutely air-conditioned him, dropping the flag down in the corner with the chain gun.
That's right. He just filled him through full of holes. I mean, great play. Again, it saved another 5150 cap.
I would not want him working on my car with that kind of shot.
I'd have to agree with that comment.
I would have a wreck in no time.
Okay, 5150 is still having trouble keeping their base up. The elves are down. The gens are down. The pulse sensor is up, but, I mean, what good is that when the gens are down? The rocket turret's down.
I tell you, 5150 must have got enough heavies off, because although the elves are returned over here on the Doctor's base, the base has been totally owned. Smoking Man is the only man assigned, as far as I can see, to taking out the enemy base. And he has gotten in every time for the last three runs. All I see are body parts everywhere, green mortar goo stuck on the walls. We've got turret parts lying around. It is a disaster out here. They're struggling to get those gens back up now.
Okay, finally, the 5150 has both of their elves up. They're sniping, and their defense looks quite organized right now. They've got it all together. So let's see if the offense can put together a good run, because their base is intact and they can suit up.
Okay, Pax has a portable inventory station out just to the left side of his base, and he gets gunned down by the portable turrets. Unbelievable shot there. Hard for a turret to miss when they're that close, but good work by Pax to make sure that there's a little bit of a perimeter defense.
Okay, 5150 hasn't been attacked for a minute or so. I think the Doctors are regrouping, trying to get a solid attack, because with 5150's defensive setup right now, they're not going to cap unless they go in organized.
Absolutely. It looks like they're waiting to get everybody back in their spots to begin their rushes. As you know, folks, most games are not won by everybody having elite skills. That certainly helps. But the big key is execution. Can you convert the caps you grab? Can you make sure that when that heavy's clear, you're grabbing the flag? That's the key, folks. And so far, the Doctors have done a good job in protecting the flag, in protecting their base. 5150 has gotten in a couple of times, but it's still 1-1, and there's only 8 minutes left in this match, Beat.
Okay, over here, 5150's base is actually intact right now. They have one elf up, one heavy's going to go, Red Dread here is repairing. He's playing a pretty good game, but he just, with this doctor's offense, he can't stay on the flag, and I don't think anybody could.
No, absolutely. And let me tell you, folks, once again, the pings are starting to settle down a little bit, but they are certainly not in the range that these players are used to. Please tune in to TSN.com and TSN at TribalWar.com, and you can listen to all of the match from here instead of ping flooding the server. Beep.
Okay, the 5150 flag is sitting up in a hill. Shade took it, and Adrenaline nailed him with a grenade. So the flag is just up in the hill.
Okay, Jack of all trades has the flag. He's heading up by the rocket turret now, and he is gone. If he can clear this first ridge, he is gonzo. Beat, do you have a lock on him?
I got him. He's almost dead, actually. He's just got a sliver of health left. If he's not careful, he's going to die on landing. There's grenades all over the place. He's being chained, and Bezoch guns him down. Right
in
the middle of the map.
Oh, that's two for the mighty Bezoch with another nice return.
Right in the middle of the map. Oh, but he's close. He spawned close to it, and Slut picked it up. Slut with a great pickup right in the middle of the map. So let's follow him. He's half dead. He's got... Oh, he just got sniped, so he's just about dead, folks. He's back at the base, and he caps. It's 2-1, 51-50.
Slut with the next take, and he's gone. And All-Star, obviously on the chase, has grabbed the 51-50 flag and is dropped.
Oh.
Red Dread making his presence felt now.
That
with
hurts.
A mortar right in the back.
Wow, that hurts. I mean, that's gibbage right there.
Oh,
All-Star.
Boy. You
wow.
think you're clear, and then all of a sudden there's this glowing green mass right beside you.
Bang!
Bye-bye. Unbelievable. So the flag is sitting out in the middle of no man's land right now.
Okay.
All-Star is certainly wondering what just happened.
Okay, right now the map is Cloak of Night. It's 2-1, 51-50, and there's about 6 minutes left in the game.
Beat, make a mental note. We need to call Dr. All-Star's dentist to make sure his fillings can get replaced after
that's
the last
right,
shot.
After a jolt like that, holy crap. I mean, it takes a lot to get up, and he's going to keep coming, and he's going to still try and get that flag. He hasn't been discouraged so far, and he's playing a great game.
That's the good thing about tribes. You can always respawn.
That's right.
Okay, the flag is returned. Both flags are in position. The doctor's base is secure. The perimeter defense is up. We'll see if 5150 can grab the flag again. What's happening over on 5150's side?
Heavy offense. Doctors are sending it in. They're clearing the elves. And Shade, wow. Shade with a great grab. He goes over this northeast hill. He's half dead. Oh, mortar. Holy crap. Slammed this. Planted a mortar right in front of him, and he gibbed him. Great mortar shot by Slam. 5150, heavy offensive player tonight.
Unbelievable. So two mortars now to save the day for 5150 and keep the lead for them.
Okay, All-Star just swooped in, tried to make another grab, but Adrenaline mind-disked him. Mind-disked him? Sorry.
him.
My bad tribes grammar.
That's
I apologize.
All right. It must be the Canadian thing. You're trying to put a U after the O every time.
That's right.
That's probably it. The flags are both returned. Jack of all trades made a jump for it, but the defender on the flag did a great job in body blocking, which is rare for this map, and stopped the flag.
Okay, 5150. Both elves are down. It looks like they've gone to three heavy sitters. So this is an interesting move. Maybe they're trying to protect the lead with so little time left. The map is Cloak of Night, and there's only 4.5 minutes left, and 5150 is up 2-1. So on a map like this, if you're not going to get many grabs, so you have to do the best you can with what you got. And
so we'll see if the defense can hold over on the Diamond Sword side. Over here, the flag is safe. All-Star swoops in, gets nailed by
wow.
Adrenaline.
All-Star has got to be getting discouraged by now. He's made some great routes. He's come in and had some great grabs, only to be shot right down or mortared a few seconds thereafter, and that hurts.
It looks like the 5150 light defense is starting to do their thing. And look, the flag is taken by Smoking Man and dropped. It's taken again. Jack
wow.
of all trades has taken it, and he is gone, folks. Gone northwest. The chains are coming. The mortars are flying. The grenades are going. But, boy, is Jack of all trades leaving, and he went the wrong way.
Wow.
He went the wrong way on a one-way street, folks, and the cops busted him. The flag's been returned because he went OOB, out of bounds.
Yep, that is not good, but It was a great pickup, and 5150 has great offensive teamwork right now. They've had a couple great pickups now. One of them got him a cap, but the other one, going out of bounds, that is just not going to do it for you.
Absolutely not. That's a real shame that that happened, folks. I cannot believe he went the wrong direction. That could have clinched it right there. Having the one run lead, or the one flag lead, I should say, could have clinched it for them.
That's right.
No luck.
Well, right now, 5150 can keep this pace up and keep their defense solid like it has been the last 5-10 minutes. This game's over. It's going to be 2-1, unless they can cap again. But the Elves are up. The heavy on flags are on the flag. They're not getting knocked around as much. But the Doctor's heavy offense is doing their best right now to take them out.
Okay, the Doctor's flag is open. The mortars have been flying for the last 10 seconds, and the flag is open. There is no heavy near or on the flag. He should be able to ski in without too much trouble if he's lucky. No capper coming in any...
Oh!
Yeah, there's Slam. Slam is going the same direction as
he's in a heavy.
Jack did.
Slam is in a heavy. He's half dead. He's trying to heavy cap, and he's getting gunned down big time. Wow.
I don't know, Beat. I think 5150 has changed tactics. They're just looking at making sure the flag is grabbed.
I think so, too.
So it's not gone anywhere. And Jack of All Trades takes the flag. Jack of all trades picks it up off the ground. Do you have a lock on him, Beat?
I've got him here. He's half dead. And you know what? He is gone. There is absolutely nobody around.
Did he take out his map this time? Is he heading the right way?
That's right. He's heading the right way this time. He's in the middle of the map. And this is a good sign. He's got defensive escorts right now. And he's going to cap. This is going to put 5150 up 3-1.
Great cap there by Jack of all trades. Great shot by Slam to grab the flag and then die, leaving the flag wide open without any perimeter defense or elf turrets to deal with for Jack of all trades.
That was a great play and a great setup by 5150. Okay, the map is Cloak of Night. There's a minute and a half left in the game, and 5150 is up 3-1.
This should lock it for 5150, folks. Boy, I really thought we would see something different when Shade put the put the Doctors up 1-0.
All-Star swoops by and grabs the flag. He got away this time. Oh, never mind. The Rocket Turm just squared him in the face. I mean, you don't like when that happens. You hate to see it.
God bless a Rocket Turret
defense.
That's
right. That's
right. It's terrible for offense. But what a great job the Rocket Turret just did. Props to the Rocket Turret.
Yeah, he ran right into it, and the Rocket Turret timed and aimed that perfectly. And that hurts.
Good job, Dynamics Coding.
Okay, there's now 50 seconds left in the game. 3-1 still for 5150, and I think the game is just about over unless somehow the Doctors can pull off a couple quick caps.
Well, the spamming is occurring now on the 5150 base. I'm watching Smooth22, whose job it is to repair the turrets, and definitely the rockets are flying.
Ow,
there is absolutely nothing happening.
There is a whole bunch of chaos over here at the 5150 base. Elves are taken out. The heavies are just getting hammered. Even the light D can't manage to stay alive for a very long period of time. The Doctor's offense is obviously getting desperate. There's only 15 seconds left. The game.
Yes, if they can get it and go, they can at least get it back to 3-2. But I can't see it happening that they'll get another cap.
No, I don't think so.
I see mine discs everywhere. Everybody picking up mines from the dead heavies. Good games being exchanged now. 4-3-2-1. This game is over. 5150 wins Cloak of Night with a final score of 3-1.
That's right.
Stats include Jack of all trades with two amazing caps, Slut with a great assist on one a cap, as well as a cap himself. Getting the single flag for the Doctors is Shade.
That's right.
What's the next map, Beep?
The next map is going to be Rain Dance, and until then, I'm going to throw some music on for
you.
All right,
what do you got for us?
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun.
All right, you're listening to TSN, the Tribe Showcast Network.
let me go on. Like I blister in the sun, let me go on.
Okay, we're back. We're waiting for everybody to ready up right now. The map's going to be Rain Dance, 5150 again. They'll have Blood Eagle again. I guess they didn't last map, so they'll have Blood Eagle, not again. We're waiting for them to ready up. People are dropping for demos, it looks like, right now. I'm looking on Wonder Dog's computer right now because I'm alt-tabbed. So any updates?
No, everyone's demo dropping and everyone reconnecting. Once again, thanks for the comments in IRC. Love it. Absolutely love your input, guys.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep the levels listenable after the rough beginning that we had just at the beginning of the pregame show for TSM Primetime. We have certainly recovered. We are back. I'd like to say we have maxed out our connections. We have 250 out of 250 listeners. We have some things in the works right now to get us some more bandwidth on some other servers, some servers you know, actually, although I won't mention them. And just to let you guys know that we will soon be able to host way more listeners for upcoming tribal matches. This is the Wonder Dog, along with Beatstick, for TSN Primetime. If you're just joining us, perchance you were able to boot someone else off, or someone else had to go because their mom was making them go to bed, or
okay, actually, there's 13 spots right now. So
13 spots. Okay, so for the first 13 available connectors, we're giving away
nothing.
Connections.
Yeah, we'll
nothing.
Give you connections. If we had a sponsor, we could give you something from them, but we
don't.
But
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's right. We're sponsored by no one in particular. We've got all 20 people back on the server, Beat. We are ready to go. As we've said, 5150 is on the Lost Boys side, and for those of you who know Cheaters well, that is Blood Eagle. Golden Girls side is Diamond Sword. That'll be covered by the Doctors. The map is Rain Dance. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, mine too. This is an awesome map. You can the heavy offense will obviously play a big role in this map, but so will capping and timing with the capping. And Doctors have an awesome capping team with Shade and Felonious, and their timing is second to none. So if they get it in a groove, 5150 could have a lot of trouble with this one.
All right, I'm watching the 5150 on the Blood Eagle side. Beatstick is alt-tab switching back into Tribes to watch the Diamond Sword side of the Doctors, and they are ready to go. Everyone's getting ready to force this match. We've got 20 people. Everyone's readying up. Beatstick, you're holding things up for some reason.
Oh, well, okay, my bad. Let me get in.
You probably want to switch into Observer.
I'll get in and ready up. Sorry.
You idiot!
I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Beatstick is switching into Observer. He forced the countdown.
I forced the countdown. I'm not sure why I was holding it up, but oh well. Freaking server bugs. Okay, here we go. Rain Dance, 5150 has Blood Eagle. And Doctors have Diamond Sword.
It's a 25-minute match, folks. This is for the number one spot on the OGL. Thank you for tuning in to TSN Primetime. Let's get this match underway. We've got 5 seconds to go in the countdown, and we are underway. Here we go. Blood Eagle making a run right now to get to their base. And
this is
doing
always
their
fun.
Best to get the defensive setup.
Okay, I'm going to watch Red Dread for a bit because he's about the hub of the 5150 defense. If anything happens, I'll see it while watching him. You're going to watch the Doctor's base, I assume, for a bit. So
absolutely.
Take a few seconds for people to start coming through and heavy offense to get on their way.
Okay, on the 5150 side here of Blood Eagle, think defense is being set up. Inventory stations are being tossed, turrets are coming around, the defensive base is being deployed. Ruffian is heading out right now to do some outer turret deployment. He's on top of his base setting up what looks like to be a station for the lights. And here comes Snickers on his first heavy O-run. He actually meets a 5150 long-range spammer at the middle of the map. He heads down the long gully, heading to his south, into the Blood Eagle base. The turret is down, so he will not get hit by a rocket. He bounces once, twice, two mortars. He's clear of it. Launches a mortar to keep enemies away. He's in the base. Turrets firing at him. And that base, the turrets are down. I was unable to see if the generators were taken.
The gen's still up. The base is intact, except for the inventory. The rocket turret is down, though, and there doesn't appear to be anybody repairing it. This is for the 5150 side. All-Star comes in on a cap run, but no, Slut blasts him with a disc. So All-Star quickly gets killed on that, but nice effort by the Doctors.
Okay, the offense is still rolling for 5150. Jack of all trades grabs the flag and is dropped by Burn-Ya-Bad. Can you say enema with a spin fuser, folks?
Ouch. Okay.
That has got to hurt.
And Burn-Ya-Bad is now complaining because Jack of all trades didn't bring any mines for him. So Jack will have to take some mines in next time to help kill himself.
That's right. You always want to be nice to the other team. No, wait, that's not right. You want to beat the other team.
That's right.
How crazy is that? 5150 has their heavy on flag, and we know, of course, that's Red Dread. One of the best heavy on flags
in the game.
And here we
go. Here we go.
Felonious has the flag. Felonious is heading off to the west. Grenades all around him. Two chain guns firing at him.
I've got him. He's almost dead. He's so dead that when he lands, he's going to die. There's chasers. There's three of them trying to catch up. They're gunning him down. And there we go. Adrenaline chains him down. It's, oh, but realistic. Kills adrenaline before he can return it. And
Shade has the flag. Shade picks it up. Shade is heading back to the tower. Can he make it in time, folks? He could go all the way. He is...
not quite there yet.
Off my screen.
Okay, I've got him here. He's about half health, and...
he's going to cap.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Shade with the early cap again.
Wow.
And that gives them the 1-0 lead with 22 seconds left in the game. 22 seconds.
22 seconds. That would have been the quickest game in history. Okay. Shade with the quick cap to put Doctors at 1-0 once again. And apparently, Wonder, you're an idiot.
That would be true. I cannot believe I lost him off my screen. I pressed too many mouse buttons that time.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go back to the Red Dread and see how he's doing. He's on the flag. He's actually about two-thirds dead right now. 5150's base is intact. The rocket turret is up, and I don't see any Doctor offensive players right now.
Okay, IMS and generators are up over on the Diamond Sword side, which is occupied by the Doctors. Heavy is still on flag with repair pack, not a shield. They have a light over on the close hill, and here comes a capper.
Okay, I've got this. Felonious just grabs the flag. Exact same play that the Doctors pulled last time. They knocked Dread off, and the capper came in east to west and grabbed it. And once again, he's gunned down, this time by Realistic. I've just been told by Rat, as he points and laughs, that our server is full. It's 256 out of 256, so thanks to everybody that's listening and giving us a chance tonight. Back to the game.
Yeah, thanks for the little TSN plug. Thank you for listening, guys. You are what makes Tribes great. It's the community. It's everything about that. The action is pretty much fierce. The Doctors are setting up for what has so far been a promising capping run. 5150 has not touched the flag yet. They haven't really sent any cappers at the flag. They're looking at their concentrating on owning the enemy base.
That's right. Meanwhile, 5150's defense is doing what I think is a really good job, except the light defense appears to be playing naked for reasons unknown. Their base is up. I think there's a couple inventories still around outside, so I'm not sure why they're naked. But if Felonious or Shade gets away with the flag, they're not going to be able to catch up playing naked like that.
Okay, Smooth 22 is setting an inventory station out. Their rocket turret is up. Smooth 22 is about to deploy some outer perimeter turrets around the front of the base to stop any enemy heavies coming in. And here come the lights. This is interesting. They're sending light naked offense from the Diamond Sword side, from the Doctor's side.
Okay. Here comes the Doctor's capper once again, and Red Dread stops him cold. Wow. Felonious just got nailed. That was impressive. Great block by Red Dread.
Okay, folks. The 5150 offense has just taken over the Doctor's base. The mortars are being launched. The gens are going down. The base has been taken. Chaos was the one who got in there and did most of the damage. The Ripa was able to return to kill him and get the base back into their property. But everything is destroyed. There are pieces of posters and everything, playing cards, tables, the refrigerator's busted. It is a bad scene inside
That's right.
the Diamond Sword base.
This is vandalism at its worst. And I have played with Chaos before, and he's a beast. I've played with him, I've played against him, and you definitely want him on your team on a map like
this. Well, the beast definitely roared on that last rush. The flag was captured and returned. Unbelievable shot there. Great. Well done by the 5150 side. Well done.
And Shade and All-Star with a great capping team there, teamwork. All-Star got away with the flag. Opposite route the Doctors had been taking up to this point. He's got half his life left. He's also got three people chasing him. Chains and grenades. I think he's... oh, never mind. Realistic. Nails him with a grenade right in the face. But the flag lands right in front of the Doctor's base. Almond Joy picks it up, so I'm going to follow him. and see if he can.
Okay, I've got a lock on Slam who just gets chained down by Dr. Allstar. He had the flag at his base. Looks like this baby's going to be returned, and it is.
Oh, for some reason, Shade mows down Almond Joy. Shade picks up the flag, and I think he's going to... Oh, never mind. Jack of all trades swoops in and takes the doctor's flag. So I'm going to watch Jack of all trades right now, who disc jumps right into a hill and kills himself.
Oh, no.
That is not what you want to do. And
Shade with the second cap of the night, making it 2-0 for the doctors.
Okay.
What is 51-50? What is one of their strong maps? The doctors have a fairly commanding lead of 2-0.
That's right. There's 17 minutes left in the game. The doctors need to win this map in order to force the tiebreaker, which is their map, Dangerous Crossing. I'm not sure if 5150 can hold them off on that map, so they've got to try and get some caps here to try and stay in the game.
All right, I'm observing Smoking Man now on his heavy attack run. He's just to the right of the bridge in the gully now, heading up. Mortar gives him a little bit of a boost from an enemy player as he crosses his path. The turret is down. He bounces, throws a mortar towards the entrance of the enemy base. He's skiing with good health, and is body blocked by a light. Unbelievable. Nice work there, and he dies. He is so down. taken out by Almond Joy.
Okay, I'm watching Burn You Bad right now. He's sitting on the doctor's flag. I think he looks pretty comfortable, actually. Oh, but never mind. He gets mortared right off the flag. Nice mortar by the 5150 heavy offense. If a capper could have come in there, he would have been gone. But to no avail. The teamwork just wasn't there on that run. But Burn Your Bad's just about dead, so I think they're going to try and kill him and then try and cap, which seems to be a good idea. And that's exactly what happens. Jack of all trades gives him a disc to the back of the head, but once again kills himself after picking up the flag.
So what's the problem, Peter? Is he disc jumping away and he's just killing himself as other discs are hitting himself, or what?
Well, basically, he either disc jumps coming in, hits a hill and dies on landing, or he grabs the flag, disc jumps, hits a hill and dies on landing. It's one or the other.
Felonious has the flag. Felonious is gone. I have no idea where he is. Do you have a lock on him yet?
Okay, I've got him here. I don't see him making it back to his base. He's just about dead. There's four chasers right now chaining him. He's dodging it quite well, but adrenaline eventually guns him down.
Yes, I just saw adrenaline pretty much put enough holes in him to make some very nice cheese.
That's right.
Really well done there.
Oh.
All-Star picks up the flag, swoops in out of nowhere. Adrenaline is on him, chain gun firing. I'm watching Adrenaline now on the pursuit.
Okay, I've got All-Star here. He's naked. Wow. Out of nowhere, thank the Dynamix coating again, because a rocket turret just squared him in the face.
Oh, boy. That rocket turret was in the best place at the right time. Slut has the flag. Gets nailed. The flag is near their own base. They're
Shade
trying to spawn
him
and pick it up.
That's right. Shade takes him out with a disc.
They've got
Slam.
The flag. There are five of them standing around there.
Okay, Slam picks up the drop flag. He's trying to cap, but he gets team killed by Realistic. Wow, a lot of action right now.
Okay,
I'm
Jack of all trades has the doctor's flag, returns their own flag, and caps.
Wow, nice.
I cannot believe that turn of events, folks. That's almost too fast for words.
Okay.
Needless to say, in the ensuing melee that happened, Jack of all trades was able to grab the enemy flag, return his flag, and capture for a quick, easy score, and that puts them down 2-1. So they're right back in this game.
That's right. There's 14 minutes left to go. Map is Rain Dance, and 51-50 won the first map, which was Cloak of Night. Sorry, final score was 3-1 on that one.
So 51-50 has the advantage. If they lose this one, they go to the tiebreaker, Dangerous Crossing. But I presume they'd want to win this one outright.
That's right.
This would make a definite statement for them as number one.
Well, they don't want to play Doctors on Dangerous Crossing. That is by far their best map. And I don't see many teams being able to take the Doctors out on Dangerous Crossing.
Okay, so we'll see if 5150 can fight their way back to a tie. I'm right now holding on to Jack DeRippa. And he is guarding the flag, trying to make sure that nobody spams him from long range. The flag is taken. Jack of all trades has it, and he's headed around behind the back of the enemy base.
Okay, I've got him here. Wow. Either a rocket turret or a disc. I couldn't quite get to him in time, but it nailed him in the back. And Jack of all trades gets into a scout that was hidden behind a hill, almost out of bounds. And he's very low to the ground. He's in the scout, maneuvering around the light, chasing defense who are trying to chain him down.
This is unbelievable, folks. It is rare that we see a scout cap in the middle of a game.
Oh! Wow.
The rocket turret just nailed him in the scout.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
But Slam picks it up. Right after it's dropped, Slam finds the flag, picks it up, and wow, he's getting nailed from behind. It looks like his own rocket turret just hit him in the head, so I guess in that case the coding wasn't very good, was it?
Yeah, I guess. I'm presuming that Jack of all trades was thinking that, you know, why walk when I can ride?
Oh, Slam caps. He kept the flag, he wasn't killed. And that ties it up. The 51-50 with two quick back-to-back caps ties it up 2-2.
Oh, but this might not be the end of it. Ruffian has the flag and is gone and is nailed. Rocket Turret takes him down.
Wow, the Rocket Turret has not missed a shot yet tonight. He is playing he is playing a great game, and he's got my vote for the MVP of the game so far.
Oh, absolutely. If that Rocket Turret can stay healthy, it can make a definite difference for both teams.
That's right. It's influential, to say the least.
Absolutely. Heavy on the flag. Jack DeRippa is definitely on the flag, repairing right now. He's at full health, switching back to chain gun now. Here come the enemy mortars. He's nailed. He's down to about half health. Isn't off the flag yet, though.
Okay, 51-50 looks to be set up. I don't think their base has been down once yet. So the internal defense and whoever's trying to keep the base up is doing an excellent job right now.
No, that's true. The base is secure.
Okay.
It looks like there's been some
All-Star
damage on their inventory station, but that's it.
All-Star got the flag. He just took it from right under Red Dread's nose, and Realistic blows him out with a grenade.
Nice shot with the launcher.
Okay, the score right now is 2-2. The map is Raindance, and there's 11 and a half minutes left to go.
And a nice return by Almondjoy. Just as he gets nailed in the back, he returns the flag. Shade's got the flag now. Shade has the flag. He's headed to the west. He's just about over the hill and is gone.
Okay, I've got him. Oh, never mind. Whoops, what was that? Slam gives Shade an overdose of lead. So, again, he got air-conditioned, according to the IRC guys. Yeah.
It's a new tribes term, and you heard it first here right on TSN Primetime.
Okay, All-Star with a great quick grab. He's naked. He's been going for naked flag runs, hoping, I think, that his team picks up the dropped flag, and Realistic blows him up once again. Realistic playing very, very solid light defense here tonight.
Well, we're about halfway through this match, folks. We're at the 11-minute mark, just over half now, and we are tied 2-2. First two caps by the Doctors, looking like they were going to pull an upset here, but 51-50 has stormed back. Once again, the fastest horse out of the gate isn't always the one that wins.
Okay, 51-50, it looks like their base was just about taken out, but not quite enough damage was done to actually blow the gens. So the base still hasn't gone down. The rocket turret, every time I've seen it, has been up. So the defense is playing a great job. And Felonious swoops in and grabs the 51-50 flag. I'm going to get a lock on him. I've got him here.
Oh,
wow.
And he's nailed with a nice mind disc from 51-50 Slut.
That hurts. And All-Star, immediately as the flag is returned, makes a naked grab once again. Oh, and never mind. Slut blows him up, too. Slut's a machine right now.
Slut is definitely starting to play the defense that he's capable of.
That's right. Well, actually, I think the pings are starting to settle down. Before on Cloak of Night, they weren't quite ideal for this server. Probably because you people are ping flooding it. So instead, tune in to TSN.
That's true. Although, be nice to the listeners. We don't want to exactly scare them off after our first match.
Yeah, that's true. I apologize. I'm sorry.
So, Pete being very apologetic on what is his first Shoutcast match of his hopefully long career. Hopefully he doesn't get fired by the network after this match.
That's right.
Here comes the potent Doctor's heavy offense.
Okay, once again, All-Star continually going for naked flag grabs. He hasn't been successful yet, but he's gotten
flag
some nice
is grabbed by Felonious. Oh, he has a good long jump, and he's gone.
Okay, I've
Slam
got him here.
Slam is getting in the way.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. Did Slam planted a mortar right on Felonious, and that was it. Felonious was out like a light on that
and
one.
And there we see the experience of 51-50 coming through. He knew the route that he'd be taking because he has played Raindance so many times and practiced it and scrimmed it against quality teams like the Doctors. And did a great job in making sure that where he was going to land, there was a nice little gift package waiting for him.
That gift was green, and it's explosive, and it took him out.
Beauty shot.
Okay, I'm watching the 51-50 defense once again, and the rocket turret was just taken out. So let's see if they can grab while the rocket turret's down.
Now we know why. I'd like to give a quick update as to why the Doctors have been coming on naked attacks. Blood Eagle, the 51-50 team, has pitched a tent, and they're serving coffee and sandwiches inside the enemy base.
Tea time at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely, and it is a nice place to visit, I hear. They've got scones, very nice coffee. It's a place to be.
Is there a Starbucks there yet?
No, but it looks like the doctors are trying to get their base up again.
Okay, well, if there's not a Starbucks, you don't need to get in there until there's a Starbucks, you know.
That's true. I'm not sure that 5150 can deploy one of those. Here comes another heavy back into the base. The turrets were up, but I don't think it's going to take down the generators. Chaos is in and is just inflicting serious pain and punishment on the enemy team.
Okay, right now the 5150 defense is still looking very solid. Red Dread hasn't been killed in eons. He's just sitting here with his shield pack beating up on people. All-Star again going for the naked grab, but Smooth 22 gave him a disc to the back of the face. I guess back of the head. So that took him out. The flags are sitting on the ground being guarded by Red Dread.
So far there's been lots of touches, but no real conversions for the All-Stars yet since their base was taken. That'll make a huge difference if they can't get their base back up.
Okay, apparently team play has given us a relay. I'm looking in IRC on Rat's computer, and Panda, if that is a relay for us, I thank you very much because we're full. So thanks very much to try and get more listeners in on this game.
That's right. Thank you to www.teamplay.net. You can check IRC on the number TSN room.
Oh,
we'll keep you up to date on the action as Shade grabs the flag. You have him beat.
I've got him here. Oh, he's going nowhere. Realistic. Just fills him full of lead. Once again, another victim of air conditioning here. And
beautiful shot.
Yep.
Be able to use his lifeless body as a pencil.
That's right. Okay. I'm back to watching the 5150 defense, and again, their base is looking good.
Comment on how important the rocket turret is. Smooth22 has done a great job for 5150 in keeping their rocket turret up.
I agree.
Kudos to him. That is a tough job to do because that is the first target by enemy offense.
That's right. The rocket turret on a map like this is extremely important because, first of all, the rocket turret is a great player, and he just doesn't miss. So if you don't take him out, you know you're going to lose half your health unless you're going extremely fast and can manage to dodge it.
It's the 11th man in drives, that's for sure.
That's right. There's 6 minutes left. Map is Raindance, and it's tied 2-2.
All right, we'll keep you up to date on all the live action here, folks. Nothing happening over on the Diamond Sword side. I'm watching a Blood Eagle player, I'm not sure who, trying desperately. He's hiding behind the enemy base. Slam is hiding behind the base. He grabs the flag. He's got a pack. He's headed down the middle. He gets disced in the back. Oh, what a helper that was.
Wow.
I see four different sources of chain gun fire.
Felonious picks it up, but Adrenaline guns him down. Wow, he's just torn up like a rag doll. Okay, Team Play, I've just been informed, has given us, I think, a 5,000 user relay. So if we can fill that up, I'd be really impressed. So, guys,
I don't think that 5,000 people exist. We'd have to go international.
Yeah.
Folks, just to catch up real quick, Slam was gone. He got disced in the back, and it was possibly the best assist that the doctors ever gave him. It's kind of like getting a clean bill of health. Talk about taking your apples every day, because he got a huge assist from the doctors and went practically all the way to his base. The chains had no chance of catching him. He was moving that fast. It is 3-2 now for 5150 with only 5 minutes left.
Wow, nice comeback. They had a bit of a slow start, but they really put it together for the latter half of this match, and they're really they're beating up on the doctors right now. Doctor's base is still being absolutely owned.
Jack of all trades has the flag.
Wow.
It was cleared very nicely by another offensive player.
Okay, I've got Jack here. He's got an energy pack. He's about half full, I guess, for his health. He's being sniped and chained, but none of it's hitting. He's back. He's right beside his rocket turret, which is up, by the way, once again. And it looks like he's going to get a cap here, and he does. It's 4-2 for 5150.
And Slam's got it. Slam did a great job of clearing the way, and now let's see if he can score himself.
Okay.
He's headed down the right side. He's about half health. Chain's hitting him in the back. A couple of grenades going. He's down to red now, making his last approach to his base. He's just about to clear the last ridge. If he can get into the safety perimeter of his base, he makes it to the rocket turret and is nailed. Zotch nailed him with the crosshairs.
B-Zotch set him in his crosshairs and didn't miss, but Slut picks it up. He picks up the drop flag. What's going on here? He's not capping. So obviously the
Slut is going inside the base.
Okay, never mind. Shade took the 5150 flag, but Realistic just nailed him with a disc, so that's why he wasn't capping. Slut comes out of the base, is waiting for the flag to be returned here. And once it is, I think...
Here it is.
Okay.
He's about to cap.
There
and
it is.
He does. Slut with a very nice move. Unbelievable. This match is definitely turning into 5150's favor. The doctors have been unable to keep their base up, and with 5150's incredible, potent, pounding offense on heavy offense, they have done a great job in absolutely owning the enemy base.
Okay, I've been informed there is now a Starbucks in the doctor's base. So, for all your coffee needs, you know, visit the Diamond Sword base on Raindance on Cheaters.
I'll have to check the inventory station because
Whoa.
That's a mod I haven't seen yet.
Realistic has gone capping, it appears. I guess defense was getting boring. He's got the flag, he disc jumps, and he's gone. I don't think the doctor's defense even knows where he went.
Snickers got the flag, but he dies. Rocket Turret once again playing a big role. It's the difference between having electricity to plug in your computer or not.
Okay, Realistic is very close to being out of bounds. He's waiting for the flag to be returned, I think. And there, it's now returned. Slut returns it. He's right beside the tower. He's coming in now.
All-Star's got the flag. We'll see if he can get clear of the enemy D.
It looks like right now the doctors are sending 5 or 6 offense at least, all naked, and they're all going for the flag right now, which probably isn't a bad idea since they need some caps and they need them quick. There's only 2 minutes left in the game, and the score is 6-2 for 5150.
Realistic has just capped the flag, making it 6-2, as Beat said. And Jack of all trades grabs the flag, and Bizotch with another great defensive move, making his presence felt when it's needed. Keeping the score as close as they possibly can. You never know with the doctors. They might just have the last minute cap as fast as possible.
Yep, they're going to have to chain cap to try and tie this game up. They need 4 caps in about a minute and a half. And it's not impossible, but with a defense like the type 5150 has, I just can't see it happening. Yep.
Okay, with a minute left, with a minute 30 left on this map, let's face it, 5150 has a commanding lead. All-Star, the players are getting into the base, but they are unable to grab it. The flag right now is located in the 5150 tower. It's not in front of the hole, it's in front. And as the doctors keep pounding in to try and get it, they pick it up for a second and they die. So the counter is constantly being reset, and it is not being returned.
Okay, there's a minute left to go. It's still 6-2 for 5150, and this is the second map. If you're just tuning in, the first map was Cloak of Night, which 5150 took 3-1. Okay, and Realistic is saying some things that I can't repeat, because if you're not over 18, you should not be hearing this type of language.
Absolutely. This is a PG type of broadcast, folks. The
flag
okay. is secure.
And Chaos grabs the flag.
Bizotch grabs it and dies. The flag is off to the front pillar of their base. It's returned by Slut. Shade grabs it, who is hiding in the tower. He gets nailed, unbelievably, by Slam, who then catches a disc by Almond Joy.
And Chaos is just about dead. He's in the tower. I think he's going to eat a disc, and he does. All-Star feeds him a disc, returns his flag, and gets nailed by Realistic. So great play by All-Star, who is now taunting by sticking his tongue out.
Well, the players are exchanging good games, folks.
That's right.
This match is over. It's a 6-2 decisive win for 5150. I would say that they've made a statement here tonight.
Yep, definitely. The Doctors obviously played a great game to keep up this well. Not many teams can keep up as well as the Doctors have tonight.
Okay.
And that's it. The final is 6-2 for 5150, and that's the game. 2 maps to none for 5150.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with some post-game statistics and wrap-up right after this. Thanks for listening to TSN, the Tribe Shoutcast Network.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my bed, but I've come through. And I need to go home. We'll be right back.
I bowed at my curtain call. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race.
Okay, Rhett, be quiet. We can hear you on the mic.
That's all right. Welcome back to TSN Control. This is Wonder Dog. I'm here with my comrade in arms, Beatstick.
Yo.
Thanks to Radarus Nicky for providing all sorts of technical functions, like acting as relay of information in IRC,
yep.
And getting our Showcast server for us up and everything. We're glad to tell you that the server was full for this game. We had a great time calling it. We trust that you enjoyed the match. Let's give you a quick recap on what happened.
One thing first.
Comments.
For just one thing, a little thing first. For those of you that couldn't connect, and I doubt you're listening now, but if you are, we're going to have more relay servers the next time, so we'll be able to host probably three times as many people, which is great. Anyway, back to what Wonder Dog was saying. Sorry for
interrupting. Okay, 5150 versus the Doctors. 5150 was able to pull it off with two good wins. The second one on Rain Dance being fairly convincing, but let's go back to Cloak of Night.
Okay.
What was your opinion as to what turned that map around for 5150? They had the 1-0 lead. They had the enemy base in an absolute shambles.
Well,
turned it around?
I think what stopped 5150 from executing their original game plan was the fact that for the first 5 or 6 minutes, they couldn't keep 10 people in the game. They kept losing people and then bringing in new subs, and I'm sure they'd have to tell everybody what their role was. So obviously that does not work well. But once they had their 10 people in their stable, they just took control of that map. Doctors, though, had a great offense. They just couldn't get the flags out of the base of 5150.
No, I think that was the difference, too. Over on the 5150 defensive side, I was able to watch a couple of cappers, and they made some great moves without...
Turn the music down just a hair. We're getting a few complaints.
They were unable to do a lot of what they wanted to do between grabbing the flag. They got in, they grabbed the flag, and they didn't get out.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the true difference there. 5150, they never had a base really all game. But finally they turned it around and got their timing offense down.
Exactly.
And Cloak of Night, everything is execution. So they were able to pull off the 3-1 win. Jack of all trades with two caps, Slut with one, and Shade with a single for the Doctors.
That's right.
Your MVP for that map?
I think I'd go with Jack of all trades for 5150. And I'd go with probably Shade for Bizotch for the Doctors, because Shade made some great capping attempts, and Bizotch made a couple of very good saves that would have, had he not been there, 5150 would have easily capped out on that map.
That's absolutely true. They did a great job guarding the flag as well. Let's switch to Rain Dance.
Okay.
Doctors start off with two caps under at least 8 minutes.
That's right, two quick caps.
Two absolutely quick caps. What did 5150 do that helped turn it around?
Well, they took the Doctor's base. I mean, with no base on that map, when you can't get packs and grenades to try and move people like the Red Dread off the flag, you're not going to go anywhere with the flag. And they didn't. They didn't get another cap once 5150 had control of the Doctor's base.
Absolutely true. Scoring recap for Rain Dance. Shade had the first two, and then right after that, the 5150 wrecking machine pretty much rolled into gear.
That's right.
Jack had two. Slam had two. Slut had one off a pickup.
Yep.
And Realistic had another on a great cover grab near the end of the map that really put this game out of reach.
That's right. 5150, after the first, I guess, 6 to 8 minutes, really took control of this map. The heavy offense was amazing. And also what I noticed is 5150 had a lot of pickup. If their flag carrier would get killed, they'd pick up drop flags a lot, and as well as the Doctors, but it's much tougher again because they didn't have packs for a lot of the game, and they just couldn't get there in time.
No, it's hard to defend the base when they really have no power. I got to give props to the Doctors. I have never seen so many grabs on Rain Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Just repeated grab. It almost looked like a public match where people had just jumped on a pub and one team was vastly overpowering the other side, and yet the score said it was radically different because the Doctors sent naked capper after spawned capper after naked capper just over and over and over. They didn't even try to get into their base to help repair it. They just ran for the flag.
That's right. Also, I think what really hurt the Doctors was when they couldn't, they should have, I think, in retrospect, put some inventories out just for their light defense, because if they could get the snipes and the grenades to help chase a little bit better, then they could have at least maybe held the score off a little bit. But playing naked sucks. It just boils down to that.
That's true. Absolutely. I would say my 2 cents worth on who the MVPs were for that map. Jack of all trades did a great job of grabbing the flag a lot, and especially that scout cap.
Yeah, that was impressive.
That was a nice touch to all of a sudden over the hill, and look, he's got a taxi waiting.
Yeah,
just ready. Home base, please, and off he goes. But I would have to give the MVP for the 5150 team to Slam.
I'd agree with that.
I would say that Slam did a great job not only capping, but clearing the enemy D for his partner, Jack of all trades. What a tandem they were on Rain Dance. Once they got the base down, they just absolutely put a whipping on the
I think
the Doctors.
A close second behind Jack even would be Chaos, because he was just owning that base. Great effort by the 5150 offense in general on Rain Dance. As far as the Doctor's MVP goes for that, I think I'd either go with Shade or Felonious because of all those great grabs that they had, especially near the end when they were just going naked time after time, and they were getting the grabs. They just couldn't quite get away from the 5150 defense.
Yes, it was many times we said on the match, Felonious grabs the flag and is dropped, but touches often win you maps, and I am thoroughly impressed with the Doctor's output here this evening. They had a valiant effort against 5150, but unfortunately in the end, just couldn't pull it off.
That's right.
5150 makes a solid statement in defending why they're number one on the OGL ladder. We'll be back right after this next message from TSN, the Tribes Shoutcast Network.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot...
Too hot!
We hope you will reach for one of these. New Bartles and James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good!
They come in 3 funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down!
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Woo! Timothy!
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag!
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
This is Trollcan, and you're listening to the Tribe Shoutcast Network. Beatstick is gay.
Thank you.
You're listening to TSN, Tribe Shoutcast Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for listening to the debut broadcast of TSN, the Tribe Shoutcast Network. This featured match between Tribe Team 5150 and the Doctors will be replayed for those who missed it and were unable to connect due to the server being full at 12 midnight tonight, as well as tomorrow at some point during the day when we don't decide. TSN Primetime has been a presentation of the Tribe Shoutcast Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this shoutcast without the expressed, written, emailed, or, well, just said in IRC use of this shoutcast by TSN officials is strictly prohibited. Thanks very much for listening, and good night from TSN Primetime.
Hey, this is Splat from Infinite Facet. Don't stop listening to Tribe Shoutcast Network, or I'll come to your house. Let's get your girlfriend away.
Okay, this is Beatstick. What we're going to do is I'm going to disconnect from the server, and I'm going to rebroadcast this in about 15 minutes. So if for some reason you want to hear it again or you didn't get a chance to hear it before, just tune back in at about 12 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be playing it again for you. Thanks for listening, and good night.